June 6th. Be bold. So they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge." Acts 4:18-19. Peter and John were threatened and told to speak no more in the name of Jesus. In verses 18 and 19, we see their response. Later, they shared their experience with other Christians who began to pray with them. I find it interesting that they did not pray for God to remove the threat, but to increase their boldness. "And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness." Acts 4:29. Peter had been frightened into timidity before, and he wasn't going to let it happen again. God answered their prayer, and with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts 4:33. I personally know the cost of standing strong on God's word in the world, in my family, and yes, even in the church. But now is not the time to become weak in our spirit. Now is the time to speak the truth and to speak it boldly. Today, add these words to your prayer. Grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness.